John chapter 18 and verse 37. The title of the message could perhaps be called Born to Die. Born to Die. Or maybe we could call it the fulfillment of God's plan. The fulfillment of God's plan. Or maybe we could just say it was in the heart of God. It was in the heart of God. Why don't you stand with me if you're physically able to? And we're going to read one verse to begin with, but we're actually going to read several verses during the message as we compare some things and see how what took place fulfilled God's plan. What happened was in the heart and mind of God long before it ever happened. He planned it all. He planned it all. Let's look to begin with at John chapter 18 and verse number 37. John chapter 18 and verse number 37. The Bible says here, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am king. Notice this phrase. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. What a great statement that is. To this end was I born. For this reason was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I do pray you'd use your word this morning to encourage us and help us. And Lord, certainly I pray that if someone does not know you as their personal Savior, they'd come to know you personally in their life, that they'd make that important decision. And Lord, if we live just a lie where maybe we really don't know that we're born again, Lord, even convict us of that, that we might be saved. Lord, we wouldn't want anybody to go to hell from Gospel Light Baptist Church. We wouldn't want anyone to be lost, to have sat in services and to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but then to die and be lost and separated from God forever and ever. Lord, let there be no one that would walk away not being saved, not knowing for sure that Jesus is their Savior and heaven's their home. And God, use this, the truths of Scripture that we look at today to just encourage us and be reminded of how wonderful you are and how great your plan is, God, and what you did for us because of your incredible love for us. Thank you so much. Speak to our hearts today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Jesus Christ was born into this world for the cause, for the purpose of bringing light and life. He was born for the purpose of bringing grace and truth into the world. There was a world that was lost. There was a world that was condemned in sin, and Jesus Christ came to set us free from our sins. We see this repeatedly. We see this clearly through the Gospel of John. There's nothing that happened to Christ that happened on accident. It was all the fulfillment of God's plan to bring to us salvation, to show us of His love for us, to bring us His grace that we might know the truth, that we might believe on Jesus and glorify Him with our lives. Listen now. Listen, I encourage you to listen. I love the statements in the Gospels where it says things like that it might be fulfilled. That it might be fulfilled. Because listen, all that happened was a fulfillment of God's plan. God's word is making it clear to us that all that happened to Jesus Christ was simply a fulfillment of prophecy. It was a fulfillment of prophecy. God planned it all. He knew it all. Jesus Christ was sent into the world by our loving Heavenly Father. Notice what John chapter 17 says in verse number 3. John 17 and verse number 3. It says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast what? Whom thou hast sent. Whom thou hast sent. Jesus Christ was sent into the world by our loving Heavenly Father. I want you to turn back with me to John chapter 12. It's for this cause. It's for this reason that He came into the world. Notice John 12, 27. It says, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, there's an understood no in there. Father, save me? No. He says, but for this cause, But for this cause came I unto this hour. He's saying, listen, I'm not going to do anything to alter the plan of my Heavenly Father. I'm not going to do anything to alter now the plan that was made, that was formed in our heart up long ago. I'm going to go to the cross. I'm going to do what I came to do. I'm going to go to the cross. It's for this cause. It's for this cause that I came unto this hour. He came to die. It was a fulfillment of prophecy. Listen, Jesus was never surprised at any moment by what happened. Jesus knew that Judas would betray him. He knew all along that that would happen. Jesus even went to Gethsemane that night outside the city of Jerusalem, already knowing that Judas would come to betray him. Remember what he told them when they were together in the upper room? And he tells Judas, you go and do what you're about to do this night. That's a paraphrase. But he tells you, go and do what you're about to do this night. Jesus knew. He knew what was coming. He knew what was going to happen. Notice what it says, John chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. John 18, verses 1 to 5, it says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered, and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, what does the Bible say? Knowing. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Verse 5. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. See, Jesus knew. He knew what was coming. In fact, it had been in his heart long ago. He was willing to come and die for us. You know, 57 times the New Testament uses the word fulfilled. Concerning the birth of Christ, concerning the death of Christ, listen, it was a fulfillment of what was prophesied in the Old Testament. I want you to see a few verses with me. Turn back to Mark chapter number 14. The Gospel of Mark chapter 14. I just want you to see this morning and glory in it and rejoice in it and thank God for it, that it was always a part of His plan. He knew creation would sin against Him, and it was in the heart of God. It was the plan of God that Jesus would be sent to die for us. Mark chapter 14. And verses 48 and 49, when the soldiers took Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, listen, it was so that God's plan might be fulfilled. It was so that God's plan might be fulfilled. Mark chapter 14, verses 48 and 49. Mark 14, verses 48 and 49. And Jesus answered and said unto them, are ye come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Why did it happen like this? It happened like this because this was the way that God had ordained. It happened this way because this was the way that God had planned. Oh, how many times as we read through the Gospels, there was earlier times where people tried to rise up against Jesus and people hated him and people would have loved to kill him at any time. But why was he never killed until this time, until this moment, until this hour? It's because that's the way God planned it. It happened just like it did. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So that God's word would be fulfilled. So that God's word would come true just the way God said it would be. Turn with me to Mark 15. Mark 15. We'll read a verse there in a second. Listen to this. Matthew 27 tells us about Judas betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. It tells us that that was a fulfillment of what was prophesied by Jeremiah. Do you see it was all God's plan? Even that he'd be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver, that was written about in the book of Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah, long earlier. In Mark 15, I want you to see another thought. Jesus was hung on a cross between two thieves, fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. Look at Mark 15, 28. Mark 15, 28. And the scripture was what? Fulfilled. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He had to be numbered with the transgressors. He had to be hung on a cross between two thieves. He had to be there just in between other common criminals and numbered with the transgressors. Why? Because that's the way God said it would happen. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke that the law of Moses and the prophets and even the Psalms prophesied of him. Turn with me over to Luke 24. Luke chapter 24. Do we see that his being betrayed and his being taken away there by Judas and the soldiers and so on, all that was so that God's plan might be fulfilled? His being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver even, that happened that way so that prophecy might be fulfilled. Being hung on a crease between hung on a cross between two thieves, that happened. Why? So that scriptures might be fulfilled. Luke chapter 24. And look at verses 44 to 46. Luke 24 and verses 44 to 46. It says, "And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until..." Sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter. Let me get there. Luke 24 and verse 44. "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things might be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." Why did Christ die like he did? Why was Christ hung on a cross? Why did Christ die by crucifixion? Why was Christ buried, and why did he rise again the third day? Why did all this happen? So that scriptures might be fulfilled. So that it might happen just the way that God had planned. Jesus did not suffer and die because wicked men hated him. He didn't die the way he did because men had plotted his death. No, Jesus suffered and Jesus died because God loved wicked, sinful men. God loves sinners, and God planned his death for us. It was in the heart of God. It was in the mind of God. It was the plan of God all along. Turn over to John 15, if you would. John chapter number 15. I want you to see that all that happened to Jesus, it was done by God's design. It was done by God's plan. It was in the heart and mind of God. It wasn't because it was, well, it was the wicked designs of men, the wicked plans of men. No, it was in the heart of God. John chapter 15, do you see it? John 15 and verses 22 to 25. John 15 verses 22 to 25. It says, "If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sinned. But now have they no cloak for their sin." There's nothing to cover it or hide it. It says, "He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, then had they not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father." Notice this, verse 25. "But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause." I mean, just to every detail of what happened, it happened the way it did. Why? Because God planned it all. It was in the heart of God. It was in the mind of God. This actually fulfilled the prophecy of Psalm 35 and verse 19. I want you to notice over in John chapter 18. John chapter 18 and verses 31 and 32. John chapter 18 and verse 31 and 32. It says, "Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. That the saying of Jesus might be what? Fulfilled. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." Listen, this death, this Roman death, this Roman crucifixion, listen. Jesus had to be lifted up. The Son of God had to be lifted up. Even as the serpent in the wilderness was lifted up, Jesus Christ had to be lifted up. He had to die on a cross. Why? So that scriptures would be fulfilled. So that what was in the heart of God, what was in the mind of God, what was the plan of God would be fulfilled. Now, he didn't die by stoning. He didn't die maybe a typical Jewish way of putting people to death. No, he died by crucifixion to fulfill God's plan. It was prophesied. Listen, if the Jews would have taken Jesus and had put him to death according to their law, they would have stoned him. But that was not God's plan. Jewish religious leaders wanted him dead, but they did not have the authority to do so. They were under the Roman or the Gentile rule at that time. And the way that Jesus would die fulfilled the words of Jesus. Jesus had told his disciples that the Jewish religious leaders would condemn him to death and that they would deliver him up to the Gentiles. And that's exactly what happened. Look at Matthew chapter 20, if you would. Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. And I want you to notice there verses 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 20 and verses 18 and 19. It says, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. We know the Jews hated him, wanted him dead. But notice what verse 19 says, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. He shall rise again. It all happened just the way Jesus said it would. It all happened the way that God planned it would. It was a fulfillment of what Christ said. Not only did this fulfill recent prophecy in that it was the words of Jesus to his disciples, but it was also fulfilling the scriptures of Psalm chapter 22. How could the psalmist possibly even know about, how could the psalmist possibly even speak about a Roman Gentile method of putting a person to death? A crucifixion on a cross. How could he even know about it except that it be that we have the scriptures, we have the word of God, we have what was inspired and given to us by God himself, that the scriptures, that psalms could talk about it. That kind of a death, that kind of a way to put a man to death. God planned it all. It was in God's heart. It's only because the psalmist was inspired by God. Listen, let me tell you something. The psalms are God's words. They're God's prophecy. It's God sharing with his people his loving plan to redeem us and to save us from our sins. Go back with me, if you would, to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Let me ask you another question about this. Why did Jesus never resist the soldiers? Why did Jesus never defend his innocence to Pilate? Pilate, you know, we'll talk about it, I think, next week, but remember he said, I find no fault in him. Why didn't he defend his innocence? Why didn't he speak up for himself? Because it was for this cause, remember, that he was born. He was born to die. It was for this cause. It was to this end. It was for this reason that he came into the world. Notice John chapter 18. And notice there again, verses 36 and 37. John 18, 36 and 37, Jesus answered. You know, Pilate's speaking to him, and Jesus answers Pilate and says, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. What a great thought. This wasn't his kingdom. He was from a heavenly kingdom. He knew that he would soon die. He knew that he would soon be buried and resurrected. And he knew he'd go back to be with his Father. And he would do all that he did. Why? Because he wanted to go to heaven and prepare a place for us in his kingdom. If his kingdom were of this world, if he had some reason to fight, he would have done it. But he didn't come to put up a fight. He came to die. He came so that his life would be laid on a cross. He came to suffer for us. He came to die for us. Notice verse 37. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. It was for this cause, to this end, for this reason that he was born. Turn over to John chapter 19, verse 23. Everything about Christ's death was simply a fulfillment of prophecy. Everything. Everything was a fulfillment of scriptures. Notice John 19 in verse 23 and 24. It says, "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us rend it. Let us, we'll just tear it. Or sorry, let us not rend it. Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith." Notice that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith. "They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture did they cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did." Therefore, why did the soldiers do it? So that scriptures might be fulfilled. So that every little bit that happened would happen exactly the way God planned it. This fulfilled Psalm chapter 22 and verse 18. Notice John chapter 19 and verse 28 and 29. It says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth." This was a fulfillment of Psalm chapter 69 and verse 21. Look at John 19 again. Look at verses 30 to 37. John 19, 30 to 37. It says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be what? Fulfilled. That the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken." Isn't that amazing? Christ died and gave up the ghost. At just that moment, they come along to with the other soldiers to break their bones, but not Jesus. Not Jesus. The spear in his side, listen, his bones not being broken. Listen, all of it happened so that scriptures might be fulfilled. So God's plan was accomplished exactly the way that he said it would be. Verse 37 said, "And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced." Wow. That fulfilled Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Do you know that even the resurrection of Christ in John chapter 20 fulfilled Old Testament prophecy in the book of Psalms? What's my biggest takeaway? What do I want you to take away? My biggest takeaway this morning from these fulfillments of prophecy is this. Hey, it fulfilled God's plan. I want you to see that it was in the heart of God. It was in the mind of God long before you were ever born. Before you were ever born, God knew that you would need a Savior. God knew that you would need your sins forgiven. And He sent His Son. He sent His Son to die for you and to die for me, that we might be redeemed. It fulfilled God's plan. All that happened to Christ, it was planned in the heart of God. Do we really understand? Do we really fathom? Do we really grasp the depth of God's love for us? That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left heaven and came to earth to this end, for this reason, for this purpose, for this cause. He left heaven and came to earth to die for us. The verse we had read said, "To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world." Boy, you ought to rejoice your heart this morning to think about how much God loves you. How much God loves you. And all that God orchestrated. Why? So that His plan would be fulfilled. so that what was in his heart and mind would be fulfilled. Because he loves you. He loves you, Colin. He loves you, Mark. He loves you, Kathy. Before you were ever born, he loved you. He loves you. Christ came to die for us. Born to die. Sometimes I've sung a song called Born to Die around Christmas time. Hey, he was born to die. I hope you'll love him like you ought to love him. Be thankful. Hope you'll love him more. Want to know him more. Want to serve him more.